Om Shanti. What comes first, being adopted by God or being his direct creation, being created by God? And why is it important to think about these things? I have come to feel that especially in these days, wherever we're being very tested, challenged by old stubborn sense scars which interfere with our self-progress and our interactions, our greatest weapon is faith in ourselves, which is another way of saying a powerful sense of self-respect. We lost our self-respect as we began to lose ourselves in the old world. We began to belong to the ways of the old world. And like this, we really were lost to God. It's as if in order for God to make us belong to him again, he had to go searching for us, choosing, selecting us, filing the necessary papers in order to take us out of that old world, bring us into his world, and claim rights over us. Adoption. So I do believe that adoption comes first. Then where does creation come in? Where does being created by God come in? There's no possible answer to that if we're working within the human framework. But from the spiritual and subtle perspective, we remember that God did not create me, the soul, as much as he creates that purity once again in me, the soul, or recreates it, refreshes and renews it. So being his creation, being created right now, means having adopted me, pulled me out of the ways of the old world. His job now is to raise me as his proper child, which means emerge, activate once again in me my godly capacity, my divinity, my purity. And that's really beautiful. That gives a lot of self-respect. Because as much as I allow myself to be raised by this Father, as much as I allow him to emerge my purity once again, I have a place closer and closer to where he sits in relation to the whole rest of the family of humanity. My place is right next to him. He is the seed of the human world tree. There can't be two seeds. So like this, to be close to the seed means to be a root. Just see the job of a root. It is the roots which take everything that's within the seed and deliver it to the whole rest of the tree. This is what it means to be an ancestor soul, to sit at the roots of the tree and pump back into the whole system of this tree of humanity purity. This is such an ingredient for self-respect and faith in the self. With God Himself raising this purity in me and then offering to me a position right next to Him and the part of the root to bring through my pure channels all that He is to all my brothers and sisters, the whole world. There's no greater a focus for my efforts, my ambition, my enthusiasm than this. Bring this picture to the mind and the heart. Really sit in that feeling of my fortune, and then look at any challenge, and the challenge seems so small, and I feel so strong and big. And I do believe this is how Baba is, really making the impossible possible. Om Shanti. In this meditation, I consider, what is it like to be created? To be created right here, right now, by you, Baba. I see the process, and most importantly, I agree to the process. I see your rays of light and love, and how, as they reach me, I am melted. How all the alloy of so many past births really begins to melt. And I am made so much lighter, free. I see how your gyan, this knowledge and your wisdom, are reshaping me. And I'm being made in your image from a human to a soul. And so much hope comes back to me as the horizons of my capacity, my potential, widen. And then the power of your silence, like a vast furnace in which I, the soul, am placed to be baked. I am made firm in this new awareness, this new consciousness of belonging to you. And then your Srimad my dharana, in which all the efforts on me you have made in the workshop now are like visible, as if I'm being made so colorful as the energy of your virtues, the energy of your powers, the energy of your truth now is manifested in me. And then service, in which I am polished, perfected, ready to be placed in the showcase and reveal the artist, you, the master creator. As I sit in this experience of how beautiful I am, in the heart, there are feelings only of gratitude and thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.